This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2975.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill,
the Chad Smith, Wobbin Fox, and my cock.
Come on.
In the men's room. On tap today, Ryan cancels a drunken charge is into Six and Spinna.
Today, 10 rock bands covering pop songs. Ask the men's room is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with 10.
Click, clack.
Drunk to drunk. All right, here we go. Bronx woman makes tough decision to take brother off of life support. Then finds out it's not her brother.
But it was a brother.
Meanwhile, boy gets head stuck in toilet seat. Firemen free him after a call from their mother. Salad-eating United passenger covers racist nature by complaining about the middle seat. Russian attempts to smuggle 5,000 leeches to eat the dead skin off your feet. And an Alabama hunter caught shooting a deer, swimming in a lake. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, nationwide, it's recognized that 911, that is for emergencies. And the concept seems simple enough until you consider that different people have different ideas about what constitutes an emergency. Children, for example, they might think that, I don't know, struggling with math homework, that's worth calling 911, or maybe because I got snow pants for Christmas, that would be worth calling 911. I'm not making these up. Both of these things actually happen. But you know what? That's just how kids are. Kids are the people that make those decisions because kids are ridiculous. When you were a kid, show of hands in the studio, did you ever get lost or disappear? All right, it's inevitable. I did. Everyone in the studio did. Earlier this week, a three-year-old kid disappeared into the woods for 3 days. He managed to return safely, and he explained that while he was in the forest, he had a friend that was a bear that kept him company. And as the article says, no one can prove that it didn't happen. But that's what kids do. When you were a kid, did you ever get your head trapped in something? Show of hands. Okay, Robin's the smart one in here. Otherwise, yeah, we got our head stuck. I did. But never in a toilet seat. A little boy in England, he was not so lucky. He ended up requiring help from the local fire department to remove his seat from his dome. And when it comes to constructing giant penises, I think we can all agree, more than likely, that's the handiwork of children. Especially when you can see it from space. That's the case thanks to the weather going on in the great old United States. There's a 60-foot snow penis that you can see all the way from outer space. But that's just kids being kids. And whether you have kids now or back to your childhood, everyone has that kids just being kids story. And that's what we want to talk about today. Here is our question. What is your kids just being kids story?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, Matola's, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,975. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You're thinking to yourself, these guys work so damn hard. Surely they'll have to get a day off somewhere down the line. You know it. And this show will be there to be played again as we enjoy a day off. That's how good the show is going to be. Ryan Castle, the Drunk in Charge, coming in to sit and spin. And today, the Drunk in Charge brings us 10 rock bands covering pop songs. Some of these songs, you know, others not as familiar. But either way, these are rock bands, and they're dipping their toe into the world of pop. So 10 rock bands covering pop songs coming up. As the Men's Room is back, if you have a question for any of us here in the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. Of course, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And another round of Profile This is coming up. And today, we're going to ask you, what is your kids just being kids story? There are plenty of these 911 calls, but this one just happened this past week. And it takes place in Indiana. A 911 dispatcher from Lafayette, Indiana. Has,
that's how they say
Lafayette.
I'm from like Lafayette.
Down, just like down there in New Orleans. She has earned herself some extra credit with her bosses after she took the time to aid a young caller seeking help with his homework. Antonia Bundy, she works for the Lafayette Police Department, answered a call earlier this month from a boy who told her that he had a really bad day and had tons of homework.
Oh, man, oh, man.
In the audio recording posted to the department's official Twitter account, Bundy is heard calmly working with a caller who is dealing with, quote, a math emergency.
How old was this kid?
They don't say. I had a really bad day. I just don't know, the boy said at the start of the call. Bundy responded, what happened in school that made you had a bad day? The boy then informs her, I just have tons of homework. As it turns out, the boy who has not been identified needed help with fractions. Bundy helped him solve the math problem that he had described as, quote, so hard. After he talked to her, he thanked her. I'm sorry for calling you, but I really needed the help. According to the boy, the Lafayette police sergeant, he's been with the dispatcher working for her for a while. He said she is a very hard worker. She's always very dedicated to what she does. Dispatchers, they say, receive hundreds of calls a day, adding that that January 14th call happened to come at a time of the day when the department's dispatch center was not very busy. They do receive some oddball requests, but this situation of calling, asking for homework help, I've been in law enforcement for 13 years. I don't know that I've ever heard of this happening. Guard said the call was placed from a cell phone that is only able to call 911. Kid had one of those phones that the parents give. Like, look, if there's an emergency, if there's something going on, you hit 911, talk to a dispatcher. Apparently, he felt that that level had been reached.
We got a comment came in that says, look, as a 911 dispatcher, I can definitively say that the vast majority of stupid calls made by adults. Children are forgivable. Adults reaffirm my lack of faith in humanity daily.
Here's another one. And this one just happens a couple months back. You'd always think this is the same damn story, but it's not. The story says, too bad we couldn't see the look on the 911 dispatcher, Chris Klo's face, when he answered the phone, and a little voice on the other end of the line said this.
Sup?
Hi, this isn't an emergency, but I'm 10 years old, and I'm working on my math homework right now, and I can't figure out what 71 divided by 3,052 is.
Wait, this is a different call?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
This is from the Kansas City Star. Apparently, this boy figured that the numbers 9, 1, and 1 added up to an answer. The Fort Collins Police Department posted the call on its Facebook page. I can't try to help you, Chloe is heard telling the boy in the recording. I could try. I don't know how to do that off the top of my head either at the moment, but I'll give it a shot. Chloe told CBS4 in Denver that though he's ready to answer any type of call for help, this one caught him a little bit off guard. Some people have grown to think of 911 as a catch-all for I need help with something and I don't know who else to call. He's been a dispatcher now for 4 years. He said he was confused at first because the boy had it backwards. The boy didn't really want to divide 71 by 3,052. He needed to divide 3,052 by 71.
So Chloe grabbed a calculator, according to the TV station. Just doing it on the calculator, it's 42.98, which you would round up to like 43, Chloe told the boy. Oh, okay, thanks. Thank you, the boy replied. From an early age, kids are taught to call the police if they need help. According to the police services on Facebook, this particular problem wasn't the kind we typically handle, but we're glad the dispatcher was able to help with the problem.
I guess we need to be a little more specific with the kids.
Yeah. Funny as it was, the call is not without precedent, according to the story. The Bored Panda website rounded up the stupidest 911 calls operators have ever received, and a request for homework assistance wouldn't even rank as weird. One dispatcher told the website he was ready to tell the woman who called about her cat being stuck in a tree that rescuers like that only happen in the movies when she said, "So my husband climbed up to get the cat. Now he's stuck too." Another told the story of the little old lady who thought her house was being shot at. Turns out she forgot about her hard-boiled eggs boiling on the stove, and they all exploded one by one. And one dispatcher will never forget the woman who called in distress because men were in her house trying to take her away. According to the website, the men in question were police officers who'd come to arrest her.
Okay, well, she's right.
Right?
There are men there to take her away.
Yeah. Our question, what is your kid's just being kid story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, well, so my story is very simple. A couple of buddies of mine were about 14 or 15 years old and went to in a 7-Eleven do a little snatch and grab with a couple 18-packs. Right. And grabbed the 18-packs. The guy at the cash register, we thought was a gun at the time, but he pulled out a cane. We put our hands up and figured, oh, it's not a gun. Grabbed the beer, took off, hid in my buddy's backyard for 2 hours while the police were looking for us.
So you made it out. You basically just grabbed with the 18 packs and ran?
Yeah, there was about 5 or 6 of us, and we grabbed 2 each.
You know, sadly, wow. I wish that were just kids. Sadly, it's not.
You guys grabbed 2 18 packs apiece, and all 5 of you ran out? So you had 10 18 packs of beer.
Yeah.
I might hire you guys to like hook up my party. Damn.
That's amazing.
What kind of beer did you steal or did you care?
Natural Light.
Amstel Light?
Natural Light.
Okay, now you're talking.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're welcome back to my party.
If you're teenagers, you shouldn't be enjoying the taste of Amstel Light. You need something like Natty Light, you know, something in that ballpark. You should have to drink the same cheap-ass beer that we
did. No, there's a difference, though, because you guys had the gumption to steal it. So, like, if you're going to steal beer, like, go for the top-shelf stuff, because you're not paying for it. You drink the cheap crap because all of your friends pulled their money together. You got $8, and you're going to get what you get, right?
And it comes in 18-packs.
That's generally a sign.
Yeah, you think
so?
Yeah,
I mean, look, I like light beers, but you're not getting much more than a light beer or, like, a Bud Heavy in an 18-er.
Right.
No. That's a lot of beer, though, for a bunch of kids.
It's a lot of beer for adults. There were, what, 4, 5 of them.
That's
36 beers
and 18
a person, right? So that's plenty of beer.
That's a stash for a few months. What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Michola.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, Juan?
Hey, happy new year, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
All right. Well, I was going to say one story, but... Oh, Mikey, I'm sorry. Kids being kids, I went to Mexico with my brother, godmother, and they bought me all kinds of bottle rockets. And they were illegal in Arizona. So I stuffed them all in a vase. And my brother says, hey, I'm gonna pop one of your bottle rockets. I said, all right, cool. So this idiot, he couldn't take out the bottle rocket, and he lit it right there. And then all of them lit. And at this time, there was a cop passing right by the right on the street, next street over. Here's all this going out. Me and my brother, we run inside and we hide underneath the bed. And we see the cop walking around. We weren't opening no doors. Hell no.
How many went off, would you say?
50.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, it's a different day today. You know what I'm saying? I think it'd been a much more dangerous situation if you'd have done that now than then. So, thank God the window of opportunity was better then.
I mean, there's a lot of states where technically fireworks are illegal, and I've lived in some of those states. and everyone blows off fire, and not just around the 4th of July, it's kind of understood that that's going to happen, but, you know, starting in, like, May, all the way through October, and then you get the kid who somehow scored some big shipment in, like, October or something like that. The cops never really showed up. You know, like, it just...
No.
Like, it's... I know it's... the place I used to live here, every July 4th, and honest to God, my neighbors put on a better firework display than they do downtown for a
month. Oh, yeah.
And they... I mean, and we would all go outside, but the main point we went outside was to have your hose ready to get the sparks off of your roof since maybe some houses had caught ablaze. But these people would blow the living ass out of the neighborhood. Cops never showed up. And I get it. Why even bother? It's July 4th. But when you took your trash out, most people at least tried to kind of hide the evidence. They did take like 8 boxes, right? Because they use so many mortars and all this stuff. And it's just there, they're recycling. I mean, just thousands of these things they've blown off. They did not give an F. And it was like 4 years they would do it. Never mattered. And I'm like, it's just, I feel like cops would even say, hey, man, what you just did is kind of illegal.
We could do stuff, but we had to like hit and run. So in other words, we could launch something, but then we'd have to move location. Because there were cops that would patrol on the 4th of July, and they would shut down things that were, you know, like, if you were launching from the same place, they could figure that out. So we would just go to different fields, shoot off different things, and then kind of stick and move. But, it was really like we're breaking the law. The cops were out. They would have given us a ticket and all that. And it's like, the only thing that can really happen is you can really injure yourself more than other people.
But that's on you.
That is on you. Yeah. But I've
burned something down.
And okay, a buddy,
that's problematic.
Buddy that lives in
town. That's why we had our garden. I'm not kidding. Like, we'll let them blow them off. But my one neighbor, the first year I saw it, I could not believe how much of this crap they were blowing up. Because there's nothing subtle about it. It's obvious where it's happening. And they did their thing. And again, it was a beautiful display that they did. I mean, it was amazing, but they're not stationed, they're not licensed, all the stuff. So they'd blow them up. My one neighbor just came over and said, hey, man, look, the cops aren't going to show up. Cause frankly, they don't care, and who does? But he said, dude, seriously, have your garden hose out. Because last year and the year before that, some of the embers blew up.
Oh, I believe that.
Landed on his goddamn roof, you know. So all the neighbors would kind of be outside. You'd enjoy the fireworks and then have your hose at the ready. And you'd hose off a few things here and there. But the neighbor, they didn't care.
My neighborhood this past year is the first time I lived there. And it's a major busy neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
So the intersection is like a T, right? So I don't know, for whatever reason, everybody just decided this was where you shoot off mortars. And like the cops came by like every 20 minutes, everybody would scatter. The cop would stay there, then leave, and they'd come back and shoot off mortars.
Okay.
And the cops know. Basically, it's like the cops show up and flip on the light in the kitchen, and all the roaches run away. And you stand there for 20 minutes, and none of the roaches come out. And you know goddamn well, as soon as you turn around and flip off the light, they're back.
I got a buddy who lives in the southern end of a town, and he was, 4th of July, I can't remember, it fell on an odd day this past year. It's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something weird. I can't remember what the deal was. But he's got two kids. And so I was like, hey, man, you're talking about watching fireworks. I was like, well, man, you can come to my place. I have a balcony, and I can kind of get a view of the fireworks. So if you want to come down, bring the kids or whatever. And he's like, no, man, I'm not. And the area that I live in is pretty congested because of these fireworks and everything else. He's like, I'm not fighting all that traffic and all that crap. I'm going to stay down here where I live. And I think you guys will know kind of close to where he lives because every once in a while we'll do a concert in this area. But either way, there is this firework superstore. And when I mean fireworks superstore, I mean it's an outdoor
stand. Wait a minute, are you talking about going through the res?
Yes.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Okay, so this place, man, I mean there are no, I'm not kidding you, there are probably 10 to 15 individual stands and vendors. They all have different stuff, but they're all in this one general area. Now, right beside this location is a huge-ass field. So it'd be basically the equivalent of like going to a food truck place. Like you just walk around, eat tacos.
Yeah.
Like you basically just go walk out there and blow crap up. Like as soon as you buy it, you walk like 50 feet out into a field.
I think that's great.
People are already sitting there. And so that's what he does. So every year his family goes and does it. And I'm like, well, how is it? He's like, well, some guys, they'll go and they'll buy the really big stuff. They'll save it toward the end.
Sure.
It'll be like one of the last things that light up or whatever. And I was like, man, it's got to be crazy. It's just a bunch of different people. Does anything ever get closed or anything like that? It's like, oh, yeah, all the time. He's like, there's an ambulance there about once an hour.
Oh,
like,
really?
Just, you know what I mean? Kind of like picking somebody up, taking them away. Like,
well, in the summertime, too, because there's so many, because the outdoor venues down there, like if it's June, like when the concerts are over, there's like a fireworks show every night.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. In the field right there.
Yeah.
And like you look out there and it just looks like bits of paper that have just been blown everywhere. It looks like somebody took a confetti cannon and blew the whole damn hillside up. What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I think it was about 5 years ago or so. Me and the wife decided to get a little freaky. We'll make sure, you know, the kids are playing upstairs or whatever. So we go in, lock the door, you know, do our thing on the bed or whatever. This time, I don't know why, she started speaking freaky to me. We go about, I don't know, 10 minutes into it. And then all of a sudden, you hear a little sniffle. And we stop for a second, and there's nothing there. So we kept going, and I don't know, maybe a minute later, I started hearing crying. I come to figure out my 7-year-old was underneath the bed.
Oh God!
What do you think? Was he upset about what was he upset about what was going on? Did he think that you were hurting mommy?
I don't know. I jumped up out of that room and I went into the garage and sat there for a couple hours. I didn't even ask.
He just disappeared.
That's the father's way. Deal with it. I'm out.
All right.
So how long had you said? Well, you're about 20 minutes deep, saying and doing.
No, about 10.
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes into it, yeah. But, I mean, she's never spoke.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, no. So I think he was saying is the wife was never that freaky talking.
Right, and then,
the daughter, right, because he said she was talking freaky that night.
Oh,
do this to mama.
Oh, man.
Right, so put it here. Do that there.
And she called him daddy, then the kid's like, oh, my God, daddy, what are you doing?
That kid will never be okay. I'm just letting you know, man. If you ever walked in on your parents having sex, your grandparents, like, you remember it vividly, it's never a good memory. But to be under the bed for 10 minutes, but mama's talking different.
That is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We stay with 911. A Christmas gift meant to keep a 7-year-old Ontario boy warm apparently left him cold, but the way he responded was very naughty. He called 911 to report his cruel, cruel parents. Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Kerry Schmidt told the news that the unidentified boy made the call on Christmas Day because he was upset with a gift and wanted the police to help. Officers determined the call was not an emergency and no one was dispatched to the child's home. However, he definitely thinks the child should be put on the naughty list based on a tweet he sent shortly after the call. Schmidt told the CBC that even a seemingly innocent call like this can affect efforts of first responders. If a person hangs up, we have to follow up on the person and go track them down. We have to treat every call as if it were emergency. Kids need to realize that calling 911 is critical and serious. We don't want to waste resources with kids. By the way, the kid, he was griping about snow pants. He got snow pants and he didn't want them.
To a kid, he is seriously pissed off.
Yeah.
Right? And clearly, you know, his parents aren't giving him any love on that, so you're going to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Arrest him. We were saying, you know, kids are just kids, and we've all done dumb stuff. I know I did. And my kids are getting old enough where they're not doing all of the stupid stuff, but my daughter, she takes everything very literally. So they wanted to watch, Series of Unfortunate Events, right? Which actually, it's not bad if you got to sit with something with your kids, right? Pretty good show. So we're watching this thing. Kids insisted on putting it on, and we're sitting there watching it. And she just won't shut up the whole thing. You know, and you're trying to listen to what they're saying. That's actually, believe it or not, it's one of the few kid shows where it's kind of critical where you hear what they're saying. So she's babbling about something. Finally, I just look at it. I go, shh. Right? So she's saying, today's stock market report is blah, blah, blah. And I look at her and just go, shh. Today's stock market report. Like, no, I mean, stop talking. Like, good God, man. I thought it was right there. And you realize with kids, when you come in, it's not like talking to your buddies. Shh just means say exactly what you're saying, but do it quieter. They don't understand that it means stop your freaking mouth.
That's inside voices.
It is, man. Yeah, exactly. It's just, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
What is your kids at Just Being Kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dalton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
How's it going?
Great, man.
Good. So this story is back when I was probably 4 or 5. Me and my mom, we went out to Walmart to get some groceries. And on our way out, I snagged one of those, you know, those like the round gum things that are like rolled up in a spool for little kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I snagged one of those, and on our way out, the alarm started going off. So then the manager of Walmart comes out, and she starts talking to me and my mom, and she was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, you know. It happens all the time, and my mom was kind of upset about it, and she started getting in an argument with the manager, saying, you know, it's not okay to, like, tell kids that it's okay to steal and stuff. So, and I just remember looking up at my mom and they were just arguing back and forth and it was really funny.
Yeah.
So your mom is yelling at the Walmart manager because the Walmart manager says it's okay.
Right.
It's like a weird role reversal all at once.
Yeah.
My parents, I would have been, actually back in those days, they'd have beaten my ass right there in the store, man.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it was a much... When you were a kid then, and, you know, now, like, you have to talk to your kids. You can be as angry as you want, but you still have to explain it, right? But back in the day of corporal punishment, it's bad enough that your parents are going to whip your ass, but nothing was worse than them whipping your ass in public.
No.
And the beauty of the day back then was, it didn't matter. You could be at Niagara Falls. You could be at Walmart. If you tried to steal something, and to be fair, back then, they also didn't have those electronic readers at the door.
Yep.
So typically, you were successful at shoplifting until you got home and your parents had to ask you where you got something from. But man, my parents would have beaten my ass
there was,
all through that store.
There's a regional department store where I grew up called Hills Department Store. I think it was out of the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
But my mom would go there and shop all the time. I couldn't stand shopping. Once you saw the toys, I'm done. Like, can we get the hell out of here? So I'm like, you know what, man? I'm tired of this. I'm going to hide. The hell with it. I'm just, you know what? I'm going to find a place. I'm going to sit down. And I'm going to hide. And they had those circular racks of clothes.
Yeah.
I crawled underneath and went in the middle.
Yeah.
And I just sat there. And I remember them calling my name out over the loudspeaker, like, for at least 5 minutes. It seemed like a half an hour. It seemed like an eternity.
Did you think it was funny, or were you still angry?
I thought I was angry, and I thought it was funny, and I was like, I'll show them, you know what I mean? They'll never take me shopping ever again. They just beat my ass, man, when I finally called out from there. They were so, like, my mom was almost in tears. She was so mad. She thought that something happened to me, blah, blah, blah. A couple years go by. Same groceries.
I mean, that's classic kid stuff.
It is, but it's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're back.
Same parking lot.
Right?
Same parking lot where the Hills was. There's a grocery store beside it called Thoroughfare. Anyway, my mom drove a VW Beetle, or a VW bus.
Just the pink one?
Yes. But it was brown then, because she hadn't started selling Mary Kay Cosmetics yet, until she painted it pink.
Wait, she painted her own car?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
trust
no.
Trust me, it was most
you
embarrassing.
You have to let people know if you sell for Mary Kay.
Oh, my God. So, all right, in the VW bus, they had this stick shift that was like 2 feet, 3 feet
right,
long,
right?
It was this big thing that sat right in the middle of the console between the driver and the passenger seat, which were each individual seats. I'm told to stay in the car. She's going to run in. I'm going to run up. I'm acting like I'm driving. Da, 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 da. And so when I turn to see, you know, like to get out of the driver's seat, I accidentally hit the gear shift, which my mom also used as a parking brake.
Oh, no.
So she had it in gear. So when I hit it, I didn't realize it. I just sat back down. The car was rolling backward. And then I look and I realize, like, the car is rolling backward. Like, I'm in it. I'm in a parking lot. There's nothing to do. So the car rolled all the way back into a light post, thank God, or it would have gone. I was about to bail because I thought I was going to go over a hill. But the bus hit a light post and stopped. Damaged the fenders, like a nice metal bumper, all that stuff. Just dented the hell out of it. Got my ass beat.
I'm so glad you're safe.
Yeah, exactly. What did you do to the car? Well, I didn't do anything.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.